What is the Father within? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. What is the Father within? This is a reference that Jesus had made many times to his disciples and to the followers who walked around the paths with him and listened to him. And he often said that it is not I, but the Father within. It is not I, but the Father within. Now we all speak in parables, metaphors, and we speak in symbols to represent what we are meaning. And just what does it mean to say the Father within? Well, it's just like if you and I were to say there is a power within us that is greater than we have ever used. Well, certainly referring to the Father within. We say there's a wisdom within us. There's a wisdom that is universal within every being. That's the same wisdom that is in one man as in another woman and is in another child. Wherever they may be, it's the same wisdom. And Jesus said he was the Son of God, and the Son of the Father. Now, what does the Son of the Father represent? The Son of the Father represents that gene structure, if you will, the mannerism in which comes forth the child. And the child looks like the Father, the child acts like the Father, the child is trained by the Father as the child is growing up to be all that the Father is and more. And the reason that I say more is because the unique qualities that are within each child, within each being, is something very special, but this is just that. Add to that all the other elements that are given upon that child out of the universal allness. It has the capacity to do anything and everything, and it does everything and anything. It is whatever the child can conceive of, whatever the child can dream of, whatever the child can imagine. These are the things that the child is beginning to carry forth in its life. Now, by saying the Father within me, he is saying the divine within me. He is saying my reality. He is saying that which I am, that which is the only thing that can ever be. And he says we should go to that source of wisdom, that source of knowledge, that source of all. Go to the Father within and ask whatever it is that is interesting for us to think about. And that wisdom within, that Father within, that divine self which we are, will reveal all that which is because it already exists. And it's just a matter of our utilizing it, calling upon it, experiencing it, and enjoying it. Now, so many times we look at biblical sayings and we say, oh my goodness, they are sacred, they are special, they're something beyond our awareness, something beyond anything we could ever consider, and there's something so great and so wonderful that what can we do? How can we even consider that we, in our finiteness, can enjoy such infiniteness? Well, that's just the way the picture goes. We, in our finiteness, cannot enjoy the infiniteness. And the reason that we cannot enjoy the infiniteness is that so long as we think that we are finite, we will not draw upon the infinite. So long as we think that we are limited in any way, that we are not divine, that we are not the Father within, and so long as that is our modus operandi, so long as that is our way of thinking and our way of doing, then we will not call upon it. We will not expect it. We will not draw upon the divine within. In every way, he was constantly bringing forth into the minds of every being who listened. And he said, it is not I, but the Father within who doeth the works. It's not the physical man. It's not this apparent vehicle that Jesus the Christ lived in and that you and I live in, our bodies. Our bodies are not the ones that do these things. We know that all too well, really. It's our mind that does it. It's our thought. Our thought brings forth that which the mind creates and what really already exists. See, what already exists are all of the possibilities, and we call them possibilities because we have not brought them forth. And when we bring them forth, they're no longer possibilities, they're realities. Now, they always were realities, and we, in our activity, in our work, are revealing them. And as we reveal them, what are we doing? We are bringing them forth out into the surface, out into the open, out into our expression, out into our experience. Now, is this true for anything? Is this true for everything? Is this true for anyone? Is this true of all the world? And the answer is 100% yes. There is none that are excluded from the divine within. All basically exclude themselves by saying they're only limited, they're only human. And so long as we say we're only human, then we act only human. So long as we say we're only human, then we are saying we will not take responsibility for being the divine that we are. And we are not listening to the divine within. We are not listening to God. We are not listening to the Father. We are not listening. Oh my goodness, that's an interesting phrase too, isn't it? We're not listening to the Father. How often do children not listen to their parent? How often do children go off and do it on their own and try to make something and fall far flat, even after their father has advised them that the better way would be to do it this way? Now, you notice I use the word advise, because the divine in us never tells us we must do something one way or another. The divine in us always gives us the latitude, the opportunity to know all of the possibilities and to make a choice for ourselves. Whatever that choice may be, however we feel that choice is beneficial to us or not. It's always our opportunity. It's always our choice. It's always our given opportunity to say yes or no to anything in life. Now, we can say yes to health, right action, peace, harmony, abundance. We can say yes to every good thing that we conceive of as good in the world. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As we think upon these things, so they are. In my work of counseling with people all over the world, the constant return of the thought comes, but I didn't do this. I didn't want this. Why is this happening to me? Why am I experiencing this? And I say to them, what are you thinking about? What thoughts are going through your mind? Well, that's what you're experiencing. Whatever you think about, that's what you're experiencing. Well, I want to think about wealth. I think about health. I think about abundance. I think about harmony. I think about world peace. Oh my goodness, I think about world peace. No, you don't. The very enthusiasm you put on the fact that you think about world peace tells me that you really don't. That what you're really thinking about are the problems, not the peace. And this is where we go wrong. We think what we think, but we don't think what we think we think. We think something quite different. And obviously the world around us and our lives and our affairs personally are a perfect indication of what we think, a perfect indication of what we allow in our experience. Now, are there ever any teachers in the outer? And the answer is no. All teachers are on the inner. That is, the teacher is on the inner. The teacher is that divine within us that's always giving us the opportunity to say, 2 + 2 = 4, or 2 + 2 = 5. One will get us a positive answer, and one will get us a negative answer. Always the teacher within is guiding us to do whatever. Now, we may go to instructors or people on the outer who have shown wisdom and have shown brilliance in understanding things. And as we go to these people, we ask them for guidance, just as we would ask a human father for guidance or a human mother for guidance along the path. But if we were left to our own possibilities as a little child, we would probably develop more quickly than we do in a society. We would develop more quickly and more brilliantly and more beautifully and more powerfully and more abundantly in every good thing. And the reason that we don't is because society wants to protect us. It wants to save us from all of the knocks and all the arrows and the slings of misfortune that come our way. And this is not the way to grow. The way to grow is to face a decision, and facing that decision, you determine whether one action or another is your choice. And if you make one action, you might get bad results. If you face other action, you might get bad results. And yet if you face a third action, you might get good results. Now, which action do you want to face? Well, the divine within you knows the answer. And the divine within you always knows the answer. There is no one on the outer who can give you the information the divine within can give you. The divine within is always complete and total and magnificent. The Father within is always fully revealed, never hiding anything from you, never saying you're too young or too old to know these things, and always giving you the information you ask at the moment you ask it. Now, as I say, as a child, as an infant, if we could be raised by ourselves, we would quickly come to the decision of what are beneficial things and what are non-beneficial things. We would quickly know what it is that we're going to do that is going to bring us happiness and what it is that we're going to do that brings us unhappiness. And what is the essence of a child? The essence of a child, the innocence of a child, we always speak of that, the ingenuousness of a child, is the lovingness of a child. A child is pure love. It knows nothing else. It's taught other by its parents, family, friends, and peers, but it is not a nature within the child to be unloving. It is a nature within the child to be loving. And that is the Father within. That is the divine within. That is our true and pure and perfect nature. Now, as we are told from the Bible to go to the Father within, we're told to listen to the divine, we're told to follow, and we're told to, by following, enjoy the fruits of life as they have never been known before. We are not here to work by the sweat of our brow. We are not here to labor and have problems. We are here for one thing only, and that is to be the expression of unconditional love, which is our original nature, which is our original integrity, that which with which we were born, and that which with which we are here to live our lives. This is why Jesus and his ministry have been called a ministry of love. And this is why Jesus has called the Father God, the infinite creative cause of the universe, which each of us is. That's why he called that love. And he says, it is with this unconditional love, it is with this universal allness, this universal love, that the world goes around. And this is what it means to go to the Father within. Bible stories can be a lot of fun when we cull out all of the extraneous negativities that humanity puts into it and listen to the Bible story as it was written or as it was created out of the mind of great biblical teachers, scholars, and what have you, as being divine. And as being divine, there are no limits. Join me today in a refreshing new look at the Bible, a refreshing new look at the Bible within you, of the divine within you, which says, "You are my beloved. You can do no wrong. You can only do right." Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.